FM 90.3 WJTL Brothers Keeper Beyond Beautiful Sanctusreal. My God is still the same. Hey, good morning. Happy Thursday. Olivia and Fred with you at 7:03.
And follow WJTL Praise and Worship on Facebook and Instagram to up with worship song of the day info, new worship releases, and songs from local worship leaders too. Plus, join Christy Lee Sunday mornings for the Praise and Worship program from 6 to 10 on WJTL. And keep listening for her to come in to play the worship song of the day later.
Our very special guest this morning from Born to Be Different Productions, Executive Director Nicole Yutzi is here. Good morning again, Nicole.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's always great to have you back to the studio. Anybody you want to say hi to?
Yeah, absolutely. My handsome son, Brandon, and my lovely parents, Mom and Pops.
And we've been talking, we were trying to think how long we've known each other and how long you've been coming and doing shows here at the Junction Center. 3-4 years,
but something like that.
Take us back into the beginnings of what Born to Be Different is all about and how you guys got started.
Sure thing. I was teaching at a local school and they had a theater program, and then due to budget cuts and just time constraints, it had to get canceled. And there were a lot of really disappointed kids, and I thought, well, let me try doing it on my own. So it started, pretty much like, let's just see what happens. Yeah.
And when you say do it on your own, you're not just doing them, you're writing them.
I am, yes.
Yeah. So tell us about that first time writing one, because that was quite the process.
It was quite the process, absolutely. I was sitting at my parents' dining room table and I said, I can't find a show that fits the amount of kids that I have, the amount of boys, girls that I have. It's impossible. And my dad looks at me, he's like, well, why don't you write something? And I laughed him in the face. I said, Pops, you're ridiculous. I can't do that. He's like, why not? You've been writing since you were a kid. Why can't you write a show? I said, okay. And sure enough, here we are.
Now, you got the idea for this show when you were driving home from seeing the Junction Center.
For the first time. And we've been doing shows here for 3-4 years. So we've been, this show coming up, The Rules of Skyfire, is unlike anything we've ever done before. It's 3 years in the making.
Wow. Yeah. And I love the title, The Rules of Skyfire. Tell us about it.
Absolutely. So it's a fantasy epic. So there's going to be elves. There's characters with wings that like extend on stage.
Ooh.
There's snow and fog, and there's all sorts of fun hip-hop dance, and it's, unlike anything we've ever done before. And I know I've said this before, you won't want to miss a show. You will not want to miss this show.
And I know you guys are going to start setting up and getting ready, but when are the shows?
Shows are November 6th and 7th and 13th and 14th. This is the first time we've actually done two weekends, but we thought, you know what? It's so epic, and because COVID was so annoying, we're going to do two shows, two weekends, back-to-back here coming up real soon.
And tickets are available at
WJTL online.
Okay.
And they're free of charge. We do like a pay what you will type offering thing. That way all families can come as many times as they like to and bring, and money's not an option.
The Rules of Skyfire, November 6th and 7th and 13th and 14th here at the Junction Center. Visit junctioncenterproductions.com for tickets and all the information. We're going to talk more with Nicole coming up in just a bit and get more details. Michael W. Smith is next.